Welcome to Celebration Voices, where each week we bring personal stories of hope, discovery, and of course, celebration. We will explore how celebrating every day creates a ripple effect that touches friends, neighbors, and strangers. I'm your host, Michelle Schaaf. Let's create a ripple effect. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining Celebration Voices. Today, I have Dan Erdman, who is a program manager with Farm Rescue. And how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit more about our mission.
I love it. I'm so glad you agreed to join me today. First off, let's just talk about Farm Rescue. What is it?
Yeah, Farm Rescue is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are dedicated to preserving the livelihoods, hopefully extending the livelihoods of farmers and ranchers throughout a 7-state service territory. So we started small here, and I'm in North Dakota. That's where our home office is, just south of Fargo, North Dakota. And we're now, again, up to 7 service states. Started North Dakota, added South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and most recently Kansas. So it's a bigger footprint. We're helping more families, but we do that through volunteer-led planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, livestock feeding assistance, a lot of the stuff that's being done on farms and ranches, and just helping farm families that may be going through that, you know, extreme crisis, whether it be injury, illness, or natural disaster. We all say farming and ranching are hard enough in a normal year. I'm doing air quotes, but you throw in, you know, an unexpected crisis like that injury, illness, or natural disaster, and it can be kind of the backbreaker that prevents them from continuing their livelihood for the next generation.
And it's saving family farms. So the foundation started in 2005.
Correct. Yep.
From a grassroots movement,
it's
right?
It's the ultimate grassroots movement. You're right. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not a new concept. It all started on the principle of neighbors helping neighbors. And that's what, you know, farming and ranching has always been about. Our president and founder, his name is Bill Gross. He was a North Dakota farm kid. And like a lot of families, his was unable to continue on to his generation. So Bill went on to become a pilot, and he still does that. He flies for UPS Airlines, and he goes all over the world doing that. But this was, again, years ago, 2005-ish, again, around the time that we were founded, just having a conversation with one of his co-pilots and talking about those plans after retirement. And Bill's response was that he just wanted to buy a tractor and, you know, go farm to farm and kind of serve as this good Samaritan helping families who need help. And so his co-pilot kind of challenged him then and there to, you know, why wait until you're retired? You could be doing that now. And that was kind of the seed that was planted and has grown into Farm Rescue today. And again, it started real small with just a handful of volunteers. That very first year, 2006, was our first year of actual operations.
Okay.
It was just planting. And it was basically just Bill, our president, and another volunteer, also named Bill, strangely enough, that traveled locally here, mostly in North Dakota, to these farms that needed help planting. And the year after, you know, you gain more notoriety and more attention and more volunteers that felt a calling and a connection to our cause. And it's just grown exponentially since then. You know, we have around 1,000 volunteers that have signed up now to kind of serve as our boots on the ground and help these families that are going through a tough time.
And you know, it's kind of a natural continuation of the farm community's traditions anyway. I mean, they all came together to clear the fields, to raise the barns and all those kinds of things. So it seems to me that this is just a natural occurrence and something that comes along in the farm community. Am I imagining that?
No, absolutely. No, that's the foundation of what we do. It goes back to the old fashioned barn raising days and just neighbors being around to help one another and get through a season. And especially if something bad happens to the neighbor, you're going to feel that desire to help them through that tough time. And people still do that. And those are amazing stories. Those are wonderful stories to see, but that's not always a possibility in today's age, I guess, because so many of the farms and operations around are bigger nowadays, mm-hmm. which means smaller windows to get your own work done. And they may want to come help their neighbor. it's sometimes it's just not in the cards. And that's why Farm Rescue was founded. That's why we exist today, is to be that kind of stopgap and provide that bridge to the next season for any individual family that just needs, again, a hand up, not a handout, mm-hmm. which is
exactly,
we're not handing money to any of these folks. It's tangible support in, you know, a growing season that just gets them through that tough time, gets them over the hump into the next season.
So what are some examples of situations where you've been that stopgap? What kind of volunteer work have you done?
And again, it's been a pretty long track record here since 2006. We just helped our 800th farm family here this past fall. So as you would imagine, there's a lot of stories that go along with those 800 families, a lot of heartbreaking stories. A lot of what we do is in the case of ongoing cancer treatments. In farming and ranching are very dangerous professions. So as careful as people can be, there's always going to be those accidents that occur on the farm. So a lot of times it's a fall that happened on the farm, you know, a lot of loss of limb, as you might imagine, mm-hmm. just really heartbreaking stories of these folks. And what kind of binds them all together, I guess, and what we hear so often is someone else needs the help more than I do. It doesn't matter how severe that situation might seem to us. Farmers and ranchers are such proud people that it's never easy to ask for the help that we provide. And so we rely very heavily on referrals for that reason too.
Because, I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it just takes a little nudge from a neighbor or a lot of times a spouse to say, I know you want to do this. There's no shame in asking for that help or accepting that help because we want to keep you doing what you love to do. We're not mm-hmm. taking that from you. We're not coming in there to say, this is how we think you should run your operation. We take a lot of pride in working with all the families that we're supporting and making sure that we're doing it exactly the way they would do it if they were able. So
it's their business. It's their baby.
It's their livelihood. Again, they're feeding the world, and this is the least that we can do to get them through that and on to the next season. And again, the long-term goal is to have something there to hand down and pass down to the next generation of farmer. And again, we're very proud to have helped over 800 of those families and hopefully keep them doing what they love to do long term.
That's a fantastic number, 800. I love that. And you have some stories on your website. It's farmrescue.org. You can go out there and check out some of those heartwarming, thrilling stories of Farm Rescue. Another thing I had, Farm Rescue Day, let's talk about that. Farm Rescuer Day, excuse me.
Yeah.
It's on March 17th this year, the third Thursday, correct?
You bet.
In March every year. This year it's on St. Patrick's Day. What made you come up with the idea for a national day?
This was something that had, you know, when I came on in 2017, so again, I just had my 5-year anniversary with Farm Rescue, but was very familiar with the organization before I came here, had background in agriculture myself. My dad was a farmer, much like Bill Gross's family. I just couldn't make it work. So this was always one of those organizations that was close to my heart with that personal connection and, you know, seeing your own father go through the process of selling the equipment that he had spent years building. I know he always hoped to leave to one of us in my family. So again, something that was always close to my heart when I heard of Farm Rescue in the opening and more kind of on the marketing side of things. So again, I have the pleasure of going out and filming a lot of those stories that you might see on our website or YouTube channel. But when I started here, they had kind of already laid the groundwork for National Farm Rescuer Day, again, through National Day Calendar. And it's a way to just recognize and thank the many folks who make our mission possible. Again, it's the volunteers that I talked about that truly serve as our boots on the ground. It's mm-hmm. the individual donors and business sponsors who bankroll this whole process, who all feel that connection to what we're doing and believe in the mission as well. But again, it's the folks who are referring those farm families, they're farm rescuers. It's anyone that shares our mission with, you know, whether it be through social media or just word of mouth. These are all people that are supporting what we do, furthering our mission, and just helping spread the word that help is available, and it's available through Farm Rescue. So National Farm Rescuer Day is just a way for us as an organization. We don't always get to provide the recognition that so many of these folks deserve. It's just that singular day of recognition that we can stop and say, you're all amazing. And mm-hmm. we want to let
And most of them are so humble anyway. that they don't want the recognition.
They're not going to pat themselves on the back. So no. Again, we felt the need to kind of have that day of recognition so we could provide that to them. And it's the, again, there's so many people that make this possible, but the volunteers specifically are such incredible stories in themselves too, because it's, you would imagine it's farmers. It's, you know, it's retired farmers that might come up here and hop in a combine or hop in a tractor to help another family. But that's not always the case. I mean, we have plenty of farmers with that type of background. But again, we have pilots and pastors. We have retired military veterans and active law enforcement. We have a rocket scientist that works for NASA. He comes up in the spring every year. Just a crazy amount of different backgrounds and stories of the volunteers that are up here supporting this mission too. So those are some of the incredible stories that I always take a lot of pleasure in sharing with other folks too, and just letting people know who's behind the wheel of those machines that are, you know, assisting a family on the farm or ranch that's going through a tough time.
Yes, I can imagine some of those faces just coming out of the woodwork from all those backgrounds, and they may have had a farm background at one point in their life, maybe a generation or two removed, but coming back and knowing that they can help out is just something that's in their nature.
Absolutely.
And I get that. Totally get that. I myself grew up on a farm. I'm at a generation removed at this point. Dairy farm. And my dad one time had a severe injury with an auger. So I know what it's like to have plenty of people coming around to help out, especially since we talked before about a dairy farm 24/7, 7 days a week being what it is.
And I know it's dangerous work. And no matter how careful you try to be, sometimes accidents happen. That's, again, that could happen anywhere in daily life, but especially on the farm. And, you know, one story, we talk about individual stories. This one in particular, again, he was servicing his baler. And again, those are dangerous machines already, but had reached down for something, his sleeve caught, and he became entrapped in that baler for, I think he said, 45 minutes, and was able to free himself. And again, had the wherewithal to compose himself and march back to the house where his 8-month pregnant wife was waiting. And
oh my goodness.
His only thought was, you know, not trying to terrify her with what had just happened. So he kept his calm demeanor. But what gets me about that story was he actually taught farm safety. Again, so it just goes to show you, no matter how careful you are, sometimes those accidents just happen. And
there's just so many risks.
You just need that extra hand behind you to help get you through.
Exactly. So I was also looking at the website, and do you have events that are coming up or events that you plan throughout the year?
We do. Yeah. So a lot of what we do is based around fundraising campaigns. We just took part in Giving Hearts Day, if some of your listeners are familiar with that. Huge event for all nonprofits in North Dakota and Eastern Minnesota. So that was a big success for us just back in mid-February here was Giving Hearts Day. As far as in-person events, we're kind of just getting back into the swing of things after COVID, like a lot of people. We had, you know, an annual banquet every year to, again, this all goes back to showing our thanks to all those folks that make our mission possible. And it's an opportunity to kind of get these people all together in one room, which doesn't always happen. You know, as a business sponsor, you know that your dollars are going to support our operations there out in the field, but not all those sponsors get to take a field trip out to the field and see the difference and the impact.
They don't get to see it in action.
Dollars you're making, yeah. So the banquet is a great opportunity to show our sponsors where their money is going. It's an opportunity to kind of reconnect the families that we've, you know, supported over the years, but especially that given year, with the volunteers who were there providing that assistance. So it's kind of, you know, those three groups that make our mission possible, getting them together for kind of an evening of fellowship and hopefully fun. You know, we get to hear from our sponsors and from our volunteers and from especially those families that receive support that year. And that's, for us, it's the most impactful portion of the night. And that's why we save it for the last portion of the banquet, because it reminds everyone what's being done through Farm Rescue and why everyone is in that room and why they're supporting our mission. You know, it really takes everyone out on a high note to hear firsthand from the families that have received assistance, the impact that our operations and our assistance has had for their family moving forward. So it's something we look forward to and something we're very happy to bring back after a couple year hiatus.
Oh, yes. Yes. Everybody's happy for those things.
It's coming up soon here. It's in Bismarck on March 19th. And that'll be at the Ramcota Hotel there in Bismarck. So anyone listening that would like to attend and check out the evening. Like I said, we'll have some entertainment, you know, delicious meal and some door prizes to go along with everything else that I mentioned, but just a wonderful evening to bring everyone back together and kind of remind them of what we're doing and the importance of being a part of our mission.
You know, and you can find that information too on the website, farmrescue.org. I'm just going to mention that one more time. There's a lot of information out there. There's applications, volunteer links, all of that information. If somebody wanted to know how to volunteer, what would you recommend?
Again, our website that you just mentioned is kind of a catch-all for everything you might want to know or sign up for with Farm Rescue. It's kind of that initial portal for anyone interested in volunteering. You can learn more about what goes into volunteering for Farm Rescue before you actually sign up. Again, there's links to hear from those volunteers if you want kind of a firsthand account of what that process is like. But probably the most important part of our website is being able to, again, refer a family in need or sign up as a family in need. So it's right there, farmrescue.org. And again, as a nonprofit, like many nonprofits, we rely very heavily on the generosity of others. So there's obviously that donate button there on our website if you're looking to contribute monetarily to our mission and help us, again, extend a helping hand to families in need.
There's gas, there's equipment, there's all sorts of things that go into helping the farmers out when they're in need.
Absolutely.
You know, and again, depending on the
states, it adds up pretty quick. So every dollar makes a difference, and we take a lot of pride in stretching it to its limit.
Absolutely. One thing that we talk about on Celebration Voices is the ripple effect of the days that we're talking about or the people involved. I think Farm Rescue has a huge ripple effect beyond the farm.
Absolutely.
How would that be impacted in our communities?
You bet. And that's something that we talk a lot about in just, you know, spreading word of our mission. We're helping that individual family in a community. Again, a lot of times a rural, small community, but it is that ripple effect that we don't see firsthand when we're there, but their ability to stay on that farm, to continue their operation, again, hopefully for the next generation for multiple generations. Think of the impact that one family has in a small community throughout that time span. Again, they're involved in civic groups and clubs and just the overall, just the inner workings of that community. They're a big portion.
There's small business, there's school programs. Yeah, they're an integral part of that. And to keep them going, it's
absolutely
valuable coming from a small town. I understand that immensely. Yeah. So the other thing that we always talk about is our mission is to celebrate every day. So what does that mean to you?
I think, again, we have this one day to give thanks to those who make our mission possible. But as a full-time staff member, we're a small staff of Farm Rescue. I think there's 6 full-timers right now, again, to cover 7 states and all that we're doing. We are thankful every day just to be a part of this mission. I, like a lot of our other staff members, have had previous jobs, and a lot of times it's, you know, supporting an owner of that business who, you know, the harder you work, the better off they're doing, and you may get some thanks for that. But mm-hmm. as a nonprofit that, again, you're seeing the tangible results of your hard work out there in the field, and it's making a difference. It's something that you can take pride in on a daily basis. You can wake up and take pride in the fact that your work is making a difference for so many families. So we're thankful just to play a small role in this organization, but it's something I'm thankful for every day. So definitely each day is worth celebrating. Just being alive in general, but especially being a part of Farm Rescue.
Farm Rescue is a testament to what is going on in the Midwest, especially since that's where most of it is. But your growth is a testament to how important and valuable it is in the Midwest overall.
Absolutely. I mean, we realize, too, that this isn't an issue that's contained to 7 states. There's always unexpected crises that occur on farms and ranches across the country and around the world. It's just, again, we'd love to be there to support each and every one of them, but it's a slow progression for us. We want to make sure that we have that foundation in place to be able to support the folks that are in any given state when we launch into that new state. So it's been a, we call it a controlled growth since the beginning. And again, we're not closing the door on expanding to other states, but right now this is where we're at and the bandwidth that we have to support these families in the seven states that are on our list of service states.
I still am impressed by the growth of this organization that started out so small and well-meaning, still holding to its mission. Dan, thank you so much for joining me today. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would want to share?
I don't think so. Like I said, if you ever want to learn more about Farm Rescue or get involved yourself, it's, again, it's that one-stop shop, farmrescue.org. Check us out. Watch some of those videos. Hear those firsthand testimonials from the farmers that we've assisted and the volunteers that are providing that assistance. We're making an impact. Again, I'm blessed to be just a very small part of it, but a lot of incredible folks involved in our mission. And those are the folks that we really love to celebrate on National Farm Rescuer Day here on March 17th.
On March 17th, yes. Be sure to celebrate and join in that conversation. Dan, thanks again for joining us on Celebration Voices.
Thank you for having me.
And now we welcome back our sound engineer, Chris Vandeventer, a.k.a. the Sound Wizard. He gives us a quick peek at what we're celebrating next. So, Chris, what day should we check out next week?
Thanks, Michelle. For the week of March 13th through the 19th, we start out with National Canine Veterans Day, followed by National Pie Day. And although we love pie, that's actually PI Day, as in 3.14. Next up is National Equal Pay Day, Everything You Do Is Right Day, St. Patrick's Day, National Awkward Moments Day, and rounding out the week is National Backyard Day.
Thanks, Chris. Be sure to visit nationaldaycalendar.com for the complete list of observances. You've been listening to Celebration Voices. Share your Celebrate Everyday stories with Celebration Voices by contacting us by email at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at nationaldaycalendar.com. We'd love to hear how celebrating every day has changed your life, inspired you, or given you hope. Celebration Voices is a production of National Day Calendar. Share your Celebrate Everyday stories with Celebration Voices by contacting us by email at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at nationaldaycalendar.com. We'd love to hear how celebrating every day has changed your life, inspired you, or given you hope. Celebration Voices is a production of National Day Calendar.